Proclamation number 0838 of 31st of March, 1939. Spiritual self-discipline. Mastering earthly work dependent on the spiritual. To persist in untiring spiritual activity also guarantees the soul's continued higher development, and therefore those striving for ascent will always have to make an effort of constant spiritual self-discipline. They will, as it were, have to let all spiritual work take precedence and not let earthly duties hinder them. For a far more precious good has to be attained than can ever be achieved earthly, and if the human being believes that he can be held back by earthly activity, he will indeed not be prevented from doing so from above, but he can only be afraid of acting regressively in a spiritual respect, and thus all will should first be directed towards maintaining spiritual activity, then the human being will also be relieved of all earthly worries. Morning work will always remain irreplaceable to you and should therefore continue as far as possible, for all powers are at your disposal at this time and are also able to penetrate your thoughts more easily. So always bear in mind the following: whatever comes your way is only permitted to test and steal your will. You must not fall prey to these temptations, for it is solely up to your will that countless beings stand by your side and grant you support if you only intend to do spiritual work. Relief is offered to you in every way, even if it is not always obvious to you, for spiritually you receive many things which you don't feel physically but which are gratefully felt by the soul. The same vigor of thought in earthly work is likewise a spiritual strength imparted to you, so that you are therefore supported in such a way that earthly work becomes surmountable for you, and you therefore owe every success to the simultaneous activity in the spiritual field. Leave your worries about how you will cope with the earthly tasks. For the increased willpower you devote to them is certainly not the guarantee for their success. However, if you always put the spiritual work in the foreground, all success will be yours. And thus it is far more valuable to leave yourselves in complete trust to your spiritual guidance than to want to achieve a set aim through your own utmost effort if this is only seen in the accomplishment of earthly activity. Amen.